Welcome back to Titans All Access. John Robinson's personnel staff consists of two sides. Most people know all about the college scouting staff because of all the focus on the NFL draft, but they may not know about the pro scouting side. That's led by Brian Gardner, who's in his fourth year with the organization and is one of the tops in the industry. We sat down with him to learn more about the lesser-known pro side of the personnel department. So we know what the college scouts do. What do the pro scouts do, Brian?
Well, pro scouting is threefold. Our major responsibilities are, one is advanced scouting, which is scouting the upcoming opponents during the season. The next component is free agency, which is generally around the first week of March. And the final component that is probably ongoing throughout the year, whenever the players are around, is being the 911 emergency, get a guy off the street kind of function. So those three elements basically make up pro personnel.
So whereas the teams are scouting 300-400 college players, you're keeping up with basically 2,000 guys in the league and some of the guys who are out of the league right now.
Sure. I mean, we have to keep our pulse on the streets. We have to keep our fingers on other leagues, the CFL, the AFL, et cetera. And we have to keep our focus on the other teams and who's being released, you know, potential trades, you know, just anything pro-related.
Let's talk about free agency. The Titans wanted to improve special teams. So there were specific players the pro staff keyed in on.
Yeah.
How did that work and how did you select those guys?
Well, the first thing is, you know, I alluded to advanced scouting. So one of the teams we advanced scouted was the Raiders because we actually played them twice. We played them in preseason and we played them in a regular season. When you're evaluating those teams, you're breaking down, you know, the three segments of the team, the offense, the defense, the special teams. We evaluate, you know, the specialist, the kicker, the punter, the long snapper, but we also evaluate those core players that are involved in those units. And so from that, as we evaluate the team, we evaluate the individual players, that's where we get our initial grade on them for the regular season. When we head towards free agency, we start to focus in on which players' contracts are up, look at our own personal needs as a football team, and then from there, we begin to focus in on, okay, so if there's a special teams need, who were the top players? How would they fit into our organization and into our offense or defense as their primary position and just what impact they would have?
So you have a high grade on Darren Bates and Brendan Trawick from the Raiders, and you say, hey, these guys would make a lot of sense for us, and they're free agents to be.
Absolutely. You know, they had a very good special teams unit, especially their cover units last year. And, you know, one of the things that you saw in Bates and Trawick was that those guys would compete. And, you know, it's rare to see that on special teams where you see guys that really love to play special teams and they're out there competing with each other as to who can get to the ball first, you know, who can blow up the wedge, who can make the tackle. And so when you see guys that show that kind of passion for special teams, you know, it jumps out at you.
Your season never ends, does it?
No. Now, we're like I said, we're the 911 guys. During OTAs, when we're on the field, if somebody goes down and coach says, hey, we need to have somebody else in here, we do. During the season, during training camp is a crazy time because we're looking to evaluate all the other potential cuts from around the league and also be ready if somebody on our team goes down. The same thing in season, and that just rolls right into free agency.
Brian Gardner, Director of Pro Scouting for the Tennessee Titans, thanks so much for the time.